It's Dana with the Big Time with Whitney Allen, and we are in the backyard with Christmas.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm free.
I know. How does it feel? I mean, you're still stuck in the backyard for now, but how does it feel to be able to interact with people other than your house guests?
I feel like it's Christmas Day. It's weird. I haven't seen this many people in 3 months.
Yeah.
It's hard to for people to wrap their head around that.
Right.
But I have seen the same 15 people and one of them leaving at a time for the last 3 months. So it's a little overwhelming, but exciting at the same time.
Are you happy with the overall result? I mean, you were close with both. They were your ride or dies, Josh and Paul. Are you happy with the result?
I mean, obviously, I wanted to win. But I love the fact that Josh won. He's such a pure heart. He has so much love to give. And, you know, his dedication to his family and God is really, really moving. And he had a lot of obstacles. I have to say that all three of us probably went through the largest challenges this season. My broken foot.
Yeah.
Paul being a returning vet that dominated things.
Yeah.
And then Josh having such a hard time in the very beginning and just being the house target most of the time.
Well, how do you feel about those who were targeted for the bullying, though? Like,
you know, it can be perceived in a lot of different ways. I think that a lot of the people that, you know, specifically, I think some people just weren't participating. They weren't giving answers. And when you go and you deceive every single person in the house, mm-hmm. and then we all start talking and we find out about it, and then we approach you about it, that's not bullying. That's trying to get information.
Yeah.
And then it escalated to bullying.
Right.
You know, I don't advocate for bullying at all. And I caution people to cast judgment about what happened in the cast here, just because they weren't in the situation and they probably didn't see the whole thing unravel.
Yeah.
But it's also unfortunate.
Right. But you were one of the first ones who said, like, oh, maybe we should attack Cody's military experience, get him to crack. Like, do you feel like that might be perceived?
I didn't say we should attack that. That's not what I said.
You didn't. Are
that's
you not, sure?
That's verbatim?
Pretty close to verbatim. You'll see when you get out.
Okay. Well, what I know is from my military experience mm-hmm. is that I've worked with the military parallel with for four solid years.
Right.
And I've continued to work with them through charity events.
Yeah.
So what I understand from the military guys that I've worked with is that they explain things, they don't deceive. And, you know, Cody did a lot of that in the house. So I wanted to question it to see if it was authentic because everything else that he had told us was a lie.
Right. How do you feel with him winning America's Favorite House Guest? Are you surprised?
I'm confused. You know, everything that Cody told us was a lie. I do respect the fact that he stood beside Jessica.
Yeah.
But he also had her use the hex and throw away her game so he could proceed to jury.
Right.
So, you know, Cody is a different character. I don't know exactly who he is. I have no idea who he is, actually. So if America wanted Cody to win, then that's America's choice.
Yeah.
That's not who I would have voted for.
Yeah. Do you want to take the time to get to know Cody outside this house? Or when this is all said and done, are they people you probably won't talk to anymore?
You know, I would love to sit down and have a conversation with Cody and get to know really Cody.
Yeah.
Because I do think that he has some interesting stories. And I think that he has a personality that nobody got to see.
Yeah.
Except for Jessica. And maybe the rest of America,
uh-huh.
which is why everybody's so confused about why it went down the way that it is.
Yeah.
So I would love to be able to have a couple beers with him and chat it up, but I'm not betting my money on that either. So it is what it is.
What is the update on your foot? What is, you know, how is it going to affect you in the future? I know that you're very into fitness competitions. Is that going to affect it? Are you going to be fine after? What's the deal?
Yeah. You know, I have about 6 more weeks before I get to walk regularly. And then I have another surgery to take the hardware out. Yeah. 10 screws, 4 plates, 2 pins. No big deal. And as for competition, it's going to be at least a year recovery before I can really start doing anything that I was doing before. So this is a major curveball in my career. And one that I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to bounce back entirely from.
How does it work since doctors out here working on your foot? Are you going to have to find a doctor back home or do you have to come back here?
I've had an amazing doctor here.
Okay.
He never talks to me about anything. It's just my foot. So he's very,
wouldn't that be amazing if he was like, Christmas, by the way, like,
I would freak out. I'd be like, don't tell me. Don't tell me. So I'll be able to come back for surgery, but he has some other doctors in my area that he would recommend because I'm near Duke and UNC.
Okay.
So we have some amazing doctors in North Carolina.
Hey,
NC, Raleigh, love you.
We saw a lot of cuddle time between you and Paul.
I love cuddles.
Is that just platonic or is there something there?
I love cuddles.
Okay. Avoiding the question, Christmas.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. So you spend 3 months with somebody and...
Which really is Excel. It's like really like it's 6 months or what, a year.
6 months. It's 24-7 with somebody.
Yeah, I think people forget about that.
It's literally 24-7. We slept together a lot of the season. You know, we were friends instantly.
Yeah.
So I think that it's natural to have something there.
Yeah. Did you guys know each other before this? There's a rumor out there.
No, we did not know each other. I think he may have heard my name through the CrossFit circle. He did CrossFit for a little while. He may have heard my name in the CrossFit circle, but we actually didn't know each other before.
So you met for the first time here first in the Big
time.
Brother. Oh, sorry.
Like,
I'm like paper
first
cut
time
you.
When he walked through the door and I was like, oh, shit.
This guy.
Shit.
Are you going to get a Big Brother tattoo?
Yeah, I'm going to get an apple with the 19 on it.
That is a good idea. Yes. I never thought about that. I was thinking like a key or something.
No, something a little bit less, a little bit more incognito, less obvi, but maybe like on my little wrist or something, like a golden apple with a bite out of it with a 19 on it.
I like it. So it was fun for us viewers. Hashtag that was trending was hashtag Raven Exposed Party.
What is it?
A Raven Exposed Party.
What is this?
So what it is a list that fans collected, because Big Brother fans are crazy and I love them for it, of things that she has said she has and then contradictions. Do you think that she might have, embellished a little here and there? Christmas is shocked. She is speechless.
Okay, it's one thing to see it in the house and hear it in the house like, no, bitch, I know you did not. And then it's another thing to like know that it was trending and hashtag.
Oh my God. Your reactions were always the best, by the way. Like the eye rolls and you're like, really?
I think I'm one of the few people that actually kind of started to challenge her on some things.
Yeah.
Because don't tell me you're an Olympian and you don't have the training facility. You don't, it's like there's lots of things that I would like to fact check.
Yeah.
Like the stand-up grand piano.
There is actually a fan had asked the college she went to if she went there, and the college went back. They were like, no, we have no record.
Two summers of college, graduated with a degree, with a major and a minor.
Yeah. It just goes on and on. You'll have so much fun reading about it.
I really honestly don't want to, because I was like, I hope that what she's saying is for real, but damn, this bitch has lived a life.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. Well, Christmas, thank you so much for making time for the big time.
This was fun.
I know, this was fun.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.